How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we shall meet a young barmaid whose burning ambition was to carry her to the top of her chosen field. But first, a word from a friend of yours. And now, step with me behind the scenes, back some 30 years to a tavern in Shrewsbury, England. A tavern whose sturdy oak-beamed walls hold many memories of the countless travelers whom they've sheltered. But the scene they now hold is not one of friendliness and warmth, but of wrath and indignation. The proprietress, a-quiver with righteousness, is confronting the trembling figure of a barmaid, and the frightened girl, gazing into the face of her mistress, can think of nothing but the prow of a great dreadnought about to go into battle. This is indeed a formidable woman as she berates the poor child before her. The shame of it, she cries. You that I took in with nothing but the rags on your back, that I fed and clothed, play-acting, bringing disgrace on my house, running with those shameless theater people. You've got to go, do you hear? You've got to go. Obviously, there was no arguing with this towering fury. No point in attempting to convince her that a girl wasn't wicked just because she wanted to be an actress. Nothing to do but heed her words and go. And so she went, back to the endless round of heartbreak and disappointment that seemed to be the lot of every struggling young actress. For a meager pittance, she performed all the duties required of her by heartless managers throughout the provinces. She danced, sang, acted, painted scenery, sold tickets, part of a bitter struggle to keep body and soul together. It was small consolation in those hungry days to reflect that this was training that might prove invaluable in later days. But finally, it all led to a job in London. Success seemed at hand after the long years of working and waiting, waiting for the break that would lead to the stardom her heart so deeply longed for. So it was with joy that she reported for work at a London playhouse. She was working for the famous producer André Charlot. Surely she'd arrived, but her joy was short-lived, for she soon learned that she was getting the same old salary and doing the same singing and dancing bit, still a chorus girl, a nobody. But now, in addition to her regular stint, she was obliged to understudy the leading lady. More work, the same obscurity, but no more pay. And living was much more expensive in London. The days weren't easy, but Danish fortitude and Irish sparkle kept her going, waiting for the break that she knew must someday come. And come it did, in a way that she'd believed happened only in storybooks. The leading lady, on one of her morning canters through the park, was kind enough to fall and break her leg. So overnight, the little ex-barmaid bridged the tremendous gap from chorus girl to star of a major revue. Now, before the conclusion to our story, a word from your announcer. Yes, she'd come a long, long way from village barmaid to star in a London triumph. But broken legs have a way of healing, and in the next production, she was back in the chorus and Bee Lilly was in the star's dressing room. But she'd proved her merit, and when Miss Lily left the company to settle down to married life, she took over the room with a star on the door for all time. So, because of a skittish horse and a throne rider, a star was born. And today's undisputed queen of the light comedy stage was once a little barmaid named Gertrude Lawrence. This is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again tomorrow at this time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.